Thank you for your service, and Mr. Speaker and representatives. My name's Michael Bednaz. I live in Bridgewater, New Hampshire. I'm not a public speaker, so I'm going to try to make this quick. I borrowed something from our fair governor. I moved to New Hampshire many years ago. I was brought up here as a child at the age of three, taught to ski, swim, and enjoy our natural habitat. I've worked in D.C., Richmond, Virginia, Baltimore, and I chose to come up here and raise my family and my children. I've built two businesses here, and I love New Hampshire almost as much as I love my family. I have a visual here. This is of the Groton Wind Farm down the road from us there, which came as a very big surprise to many of us in the Lakes region. Perhaps the Sierra Club would like to take a walk up there and see how many trees were ripped out to make these. I'm going to read something from our new government, our new governor's commencement address there. As she states, there is so much that I love about our state. Most mornings I walk in the woods along the Exeter River, the sound of pine needles crackling underfoot, the muted alarm of mallards as my dog and I walk by. The beauty and the stillness of ice-covered stream bring clarity and cheer to me as I begin my day. It reminds me that New Hampshire is a place of unmatched natural beauty. We see it in the mountains that tower over the North Country, in the lakes that freckle our state, and in the rocky shores and sandy beaches of the seacoast. We see it in every town and city. The awe-inspiring beauty of our natural resources is critical to our hunting, our fishing, our tourism industries. It attracts businesses and entrepreneurs to New Hampshire, and it is critical to the quality of our daily lives. New Hampshire Governor Maggie Hessen. I'd like you guys to support the moratorium and take a clear look at New Hampshire's future. This is the brand of New Hampshire that we're talking about here. It's everything that I grew up to understand about New Hampshire and its beauty, and I would like to continue to live here without massive power lines and turbines taking our natural resources and putting them in a horrible place for 20 years and more to come. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'd like to